Welcome back to the Mind of Monty podcast with your co-hosts, Monty G and Imo. Today we've got an interesting podcast for you. We're going to talk about all of the headlines in wrestling, get into some rumors, and of course, talk about Moe's Marbles. So let's get into it.
It's funny that you mentioned all of the headlines because really there's only one. There's only one big headline that's been leading the story or the narrative for the week. And honestly, since we do this podcast towards the end of every week, usually I have a wide assortment of stuff to touch on, you know? But this Sasha and Naomi stuff, it has been unbelievable. Like, since the night it happened, it has been constantly trending everywhere. Sasha Banks has probably literally trended a whole week.
Nonstop, yeah.
Now, like, never, has not stopped trending, whether people were hating on her, whether people were, you know, supporting her and showing love. So it has been a week, to say the least. It's been a crazy week. Like, that's very soft for how crazy it actually has been. Like, the word crazy is supposed to be, you know, used in extreme times.
I think this counts.
But this is past that. I could go even further, but I don't feel like using a thesaurus for more crazy, for more synonyms for crazy. But honestly, I understand, because how many of us thought that you would see Sasha and Naomi, you know, walk out right currently, like coming into that show? No, I had no idea. You know, things seemed like they were going okay. You know what I mean? They were in the tag team division, seemed to be finally building it again among a legitimate team, even though they are two single stars put together, because, you know, that's just where we are with the women's tag division. Yeah. More on that. But the story was so big, man. It was covered everywhere. You know, USA Today, Sports Illustrated, you know, it's just both of these ladies command headlines from everywhere. You know what I mean? Cold as Balls with Kevin Hart, literally the day after this happened.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's just funny how that timed out. And they still called it like tag champion in the beginning of it. So it's weird. And then Naomi, like I said, like 10 days before Raw, I think, was on Hot 97 with Rosenberg. And like her interviews on YouTube, if you're just looking at stuff that's recommended, her video has been recommended for me now for a while. And with everything trending and knowing how she basically went down memory lane of her whole run, it's crazy. And honestly, now as the week has went on, I'm starting to see a lot more comments and snippets about both of their feelings about their run so far and what they were hoping to do going forward. So thinking about just how all of that can just blow up so fast in one meeting or a couple meetings or one just very, very chaotic day. Man, so according to everything that's been reported, the original plan by WWE was for the main event of Monday Night Raw to be a six-pack challenge. They were going to determine the challenger for Bianca's, you know, Raw Women's Championship at Hell in a Cell. Banks and Naomi were reportedly set to be in that match until they left the arena. So WWE put out this damage control statement. I don't even want to go into it at all now. It's been so many days, so I'm not even going to necessarily go into any of the specifics, but let's just say it like this. They tried their damnedest to turn everyone against Sasha and Naomi.
Oh, yeah.
That's just pretty much what it was. It was damage control. They wanted to save what they were doing, and it don't even make sense to me. You got so many different accounts of how this played out. You know what I'm saying? So the whole statement now, knowing what we know now, the whole statement could have just not have been posted. Or at least not in that way. Yeah, we regret the performance that the card has changed. But, you know, they usually always go with card is subject to change anyway. So going in this amount of detail was just so weird. You had people saying, oh, no, it's a work. You know, they never say championship belts. They never do this and that. You know what I mean? They pretty much told you it's a scripted show. And they just, like, all types of unprofessional shots. Like, oh, you know, instead of rehearsing for their match, you know, with the other competitors, you know, they decided to, you know, basically bitch and moan. That's if you summarize what they said, like they decided to throw a temper tantrum and leave.
Yeah.
And just, you know what I mean? Like instead of, you know, and then trying to pit the rest of the roster against them, basically, or at least the women who were working that match, and just basically saying, oh, they felt uncomfortable. And that, everything about the statement just seemed like, okay, you guys, you're definitely not going to give us all the information, but this is you guys doing the best you can to do a good old corporate spin. I know a little bit about PR because they forced me to take those classes in, after, you know, in my degree. So I understand this is exactly what you do when a crisis happens. I literally was in a crisis control class.
Yeah.
For these situations, so I know exactly what it is. It's just you put your spin on it, get out in front of the story. You know what I mean? And especially in this case, when you know, you had a big match planned in the main event, and I've seen a lot of people, a lot of just people that I'm not gonna call them what I want to call them, but a lot of people were talking about, oh man, what are they even mad at? You know, they were in the main event and fighting for world championship. I'm like, you just don't get it, do you? You don't get it at all, honestly, if that's your stance. If that's your stance after hearing this, is that how could you turn down the main event of Raw? You both were about to fight for titles. They're you know, they're doing you a favor. Champions. Okay, you really don't get it. Exactly. They and I'll get more into it as I go into, like, the details of how, was reportedly how Sasha and Naomi, you know, felt. But anyway, like I basically just said, the plan was for Naomi to win the main event and face Belair. But, of course, lose that match at Hell in a Cell. I mean, we all know that.
Yeah.
You're going to lose this match. Same thing for the newly crowned SmackDown Women's Champion, Ronda Rousey. Like, no way. They claim that Banks was set to set up a match there. So both your tag champions are going to just hold on to their belts just for show while they go challenge for singles titles. And then both lose, and then you're right back exactly where you were before they were tag champions.
Without challenges for those titles.
Exactly. So that's the plan. It is what it is. You know, I just want to skip through to the backstage reactions because, you know, it was a lot of mixed opinions over, you know, just from what we're starting to hear. You know, you had one talent saying they see the criticism of WWE's handling of champions, the tag team division, the number of women's tag teams, and the booking of women in general, but see even more criticism when talent stand up against it. You know, another one didn't see anything particularly egregious or worth leaving the show over, but understands creative frustration. There are several people within WWE who are supportive of Naomi and Sasha, but it's a larger population, and a lot of people who are saying you cannot be happy with creative, you can even walk out, but walking out during the show isn't fine, which, by the way, very confusing to me because Fightful, when it happened, reported that they left before the show. So, again, which one is it? Make up your mind. If they left before the show, that means this entire doctored-up statement, all of this was because Vince was in his feelings because they left. So now you're just continue. Now I'm just going to bury him. Going to bury him completely. When in reality, you could have just vacated the tag titles and went on with about your day. You know what I mean? And not pile on. You don't have to do that. But, of course, with a lot more information again now, this, even the piling on makes sense now. You know, so anyway, people outside WWE, you know, some of them either took, you know, someone needed to do something like this to make a stand, and someone took that stance, or they took the stance of you can't walk out during the show. You're scheduled for. And again, during is the thing here. What really happened? We don't know. We don't know if it was before. We don't know if it was as stuff going on. We know it was close to the time because we've seen other people. We got one staff member saying that even though they've had negative experiences with Sasha, they understood why she walked out. Again, during the show here is what this person says. But anyway, they noted that once 8 p.m. rolled around, she wasn't going to be able to speak with Vince McMahon, and she knew she wasn't going to work that match. So there was no need to stick around. That's what someone backstage said. So again, there goes someone else saying it was during. But again, we had the other reports that were saying it was before. So again, you gotta go with whatever you want to go with. I don't necessarily know. No one really knows. Again, it's another one of those things. This is the reason why this is part of my story and a part of the rumors that we're talking about, because a lot of this is he say, she say, you know, what they think someone else is thinking. You know, it's a lot of that. Mm-hmm. No one from directly from the situation, Johnny Ace, Vince, you know what I mean? Sasha, Naomi, none of them have anything to say. Like nothing. They haven't said. They've been all been radio silent. You're not going to probably get any details about it until WWE, until they reconcile, you know, until they get to reconcile. Okay. When they reconcile and they do the WWE documentary, because you know WWE love a good doc on, oh yeah, you remember when you guys were mad at us? They right. do it with it. They did it with Austin. They go, trust me, they'll do it again. But either you won't hear it to them or till they split forever and we finally get that good old Jericho podcast.
Nah, Renee podcast.
Or Renee podcast. It doesn't matter who, but you know what I mean. Finally get that podcast where you could just talk about it. Just be Mercedes or just be Trin. You know? But anyway, that's besides the point. Someone reportedly close to the situation believes that WWE released their statement as a way to pit talent against each other, which I mentioned earlier. And that same person believes, however, that, you know, all those involved will be able to reach out to each other and clear up those misconceptions, though, which is true. I'm sure they've all talked by now, you know, at least the talent, if you see what I'm saying. But as far as, like, WWE, you know, trying to, you know, pin it all on Sasha and Naomi, like I said, typical damage control. That was definitely a part of it. And I do want to highlight that none of that is in the entire locker room. You know, that's just the portions of the locker room that Fightful could get in contact with. So, you know, it is what it is. But I did want to highlight the definition of an independent contractor. You know, Sasha and Naomi are independent contractors because of, you know, we all know the story or why Vince McMahon maintains this. So he can do things like what he announced last night, you know, they did. But anyway, independent contractor is a self-employed person or entity contracted to perform work for or provide services to another entity as a non-employee. So, yes, that is basically the definition of what Sasha and Naomi are. They have a right. They can quit and walk out on their job. Now, in this particular case, since WWE have all these extra little clauses in their, you know, contracts like likeness and, you know, exclusivity, WWE can freeze your contract and prolong this whole process by being difficult to release and all this. And like, once I, you know, to get into my rumors, you know, the only reason why they're not released, so they say, is because of the AEW. They don't want to give talent to AEW. So, you know, I understand, even though they've already gave a big chunk of it, but I think it's probably mostly because they know how big, they know it. How big Sasha, and I think this whole thing is probably showing you guys, because like I said, she's been trending this entire week. Sasha Banks is bigger than WWE right now.
She was on a Disney show. Like, she's bigger than what her character in wrestling is. People know her as Mercedes from The Mandalorian.
Yeah, they know her. I mean, even if you want to say they know her under the name Sasha, her likeness or whatever is bigger, like, as a brand. She is the biggest. Like, her and Becky, maybe you can throw Becky up there. And like I said, Bianca's coming for all of them, because Bianca is everywhere now. It's like she's
Kentucky Derby. So yeah,
She's also just, I think she just did something for a magazine, one of those nice ones that get a lot of the press. I don't know exactly which one, but because who reads magazines anymore? But anyway, besides that, yeah. So it's a lot of stuff there, but I wanted to explain that to say that, yeah, all of these people who want to say, oh, it was unprofessional, it was this and it was that, trust me, it's a lot of stuff that they've let slide that was unprofessional. And you guys already know what it is. How many times I've seen that, you know, the throwing belt from Brock and just all the type of scenarios that have been unprofessional, recorded, all of it, and we never got any of this. So you can miss me with all that unprofessional talk. This is not the way I think that they needed to be treated and talked about. They, you know, on SmackDown, the most recent SmackDown, Michael Cole was forced to say they let us all down. And he said something about millions of fans being let down. And just like Pat McAfee's face is hilarious when he says it, because it's just like, oh, us? Like, really? Let us know. Like, really? You going to go that far? Like, you could tell this is all just stuff from the old man. Same thing with Corey Graves and what he said. I know as a community, we already was a little tight with Corey because of the HBCU thing at WrestleMania and just some of the slick stuff he said about Sasha over the years, maybe. Whatever it is, I get it. But in this case, I immediately knew it was from the old man because that's just what he does. He's done this before. Of course he's going to diminish their value and talk about unprofessional and, you know, use whatever cold words and terms and undertones that he want to basically let you know. Even Happy Corbin had a promo last night, apparently, where he was like, you should do what your boss said. You should never want to improve your stance randomly. And it's just like, what the hell does that guy – like, he was saying it to Madcap. But again, that, like, really? That's your, like, that's the, like, somebody had said, that's some weak ass bars, Vince. That's what you coming with? Because that is weak. That's the best you have? Is that you should never try to improve your position to your boss? Just do what your boss say? That's the best you can say?
That's
and,
nice.
And these are the people that these people, and by the way, I want to say this out. This is a PSA. I'm going to say this on my podcast because I think doing it on Twitter defeats the purpose. Like, people put out PSAs on Twitter about stuff that happens on Twitter, and I'm just like, if you're really that frustrated with it, why the hell are you bringing so much attention to it? So I'm not even going to do this on Twitter. But if you have an organization, AEW, WWE, New Japan, any of these organizations, if you have an acronym for their company in your name and you don't work for them, I am muting you on site. I don't want nothing. It might be some nice people like that, but I don't want nothing to do with y'all because some of y'all go so far to just say the stupidest stuff to support the product that you watch. And I can't get with that. I love professional wrestling, but I'm willing to call out either side when they're wrong. Why the hell you think I mess with Tony Khan all the damn time? Why the hell you think I'm trying to bring attention to the Kota Ibushi story? Like, I want everybody to get the fact. I love all of these companies, you know, and the workers that work there. But I have no problem telling them that they full of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When they are full of it. So if you're one of them people who, you got AEW for life as your at name and or whatever, and you WWE fiend, like whoever, all of y'all, you're blocked and muted on site. I have nothing to say to you because you're all, there's nothing to talk about. I already know what you're gonna say. Before we get there, you're unbiased, you're unmoved, you're damn near barely human, probably a bot. I don't know at this point. Doesn't matter. Either way it goes, the trolls will not be able to troll me because you're getting blocked on site. Just had to do that. Sorry, that had nothing to do with anything, but they have been running rampant. The amount of stuff that I've seen on this situation, the stuff they've said about Sasha and Naomi, the same people who love them when they were, you know, performing for them and all, like, I promise you, when it was AEW versus WWE thing, Sasha Banks, oh, man, this same account. Sasha Banks would wipe the floor with Britt Baker. I remember it vividly. That same account is literally saying, and they need to be fined $100,000 too. And I'm just like, who are you, dude? You don't work for this company. Who are you? Like, I don't even know how you get there. How do you get in other people's business so much? Like, are you that miserable at your job? Are you mad that you, why you flipping patties, that if you walk out, you go get chewed out and destroyed and you just had, like, what is it? Why does it hurt you so bad that you want somebody to pile on with a $100,000 fine? How does this disturb them that much? Just like when Mike Cole said, let us down, somebody had said, reposted that, and they was like, let who down? Man, repeat this, retweet this if Sasha Banks and them did the opposite, made you proud or whatever. And then under there, he was like, well, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Who asked you? Why the hell are you doing? Why are you doing?
Just ignore the post if that's how you feel.
Yes, like, just go past it or mute them, whatever it is. If that's how you feel, why is your opinion even necessary on this post? But again, I'm talking about them way too long.
That's a longer conversation that we just...
Yeah, we can do that another day.
Yeah, we have plenty of an opinion on. But the thing is, like, if you... No one that works anywhere wants to work in a dictatorship of a place. So if everyone had to, you have to do exactly what I say, even if it's not the right decision, because I'm your boss.
With no pushback, yeah.
I don't want to hear no lib. If you want to be upset, do it. Be upset when you go home. Like, what I say go, And that's all that matters. Like, how you feel about it don't matter. If I tell you to do something, that's what you're going to do.
But nobody likes favoritism. But it's obvious favoritism because if we know if these were certain other people, it wouldn't be like this.
It definitely wouldn't. It's only because it's Sasha and Naomi.
Or if Sasha and Naomi pulled the stuff we've seen other people pull.
Yeah, like they respectfully placed them titles on the desk and walked out, had their stuff packed. They didn't come out in the ring, throw some stuff around, push and shove, all of that. They didn't do all that.
Even if they did throw them at them, what I'm trying to say, like, you can't make something, you can't make it make sense to me, you know, because of how things were. You know what I mean? Like, Sasha has been put in so many situations where she has saved their ass. Like when the Charlotte situation was going on, and they sick Sasha out there because, you know, we needed that pop. Like, I promise, like, it's just many a times where they have made Sasha the scapegoat. She has literally been put over Charlotte in their initial, like, feud, like, four times in a row for no good reason other than just to keep building up Charlotte. She build up, she helped build up Ronda. She helped build up Bayley. She's helped, like, I can keep going around this. Of course, she's had involvement with Becky that made her even bigger. Like I said, they always throw Sasha in there, and Sasha is rarely ever the one to get her hand raised in the end, or barely the one. Name and reign, because people were just happy with her most recent SmackDown run that ended with her fighting Bianca because she finally was able to defend a championship. Like one of the just like most underutilized and underappreciated people on that roster in general. But then you throw in Naomi, like I said, don't even get me started on the angles and the stop and start pushes and the having to build herself up after, you know, basically being dropped down or being ignored.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't even get me started on that.
They literally had an angle for her where the authoritative figure used everything in her power to make sure Naomi knew that, no, I'm not booking you this week, and you're not worth my time to book you.
And you know what the reward was?
Nothing. There was no reward.
No, it was a reward. This was the reward. That's the funniest part. This tag team title thing was the reward for them. Instead of giving them a prominent spot, you throw the tag titles on them. But that's fun. I'm glad you said it. But they had hopes of making it something. They literally just had to eat something right before Mania and try to make the best of it. And there's a lot of people were saying, oh, man, you get the title shot, you still can make the best of the situation. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they had been.
They literally was already doing that. So then when you throw them this random new thing now, that now they possibly could be pinning each other. Or now, you know, whatever the scenario is that they've been pitched. But again, diminishing the tag titles. Once again to Sasha, who's already been through this. She went through this before. And, awesome point. The thing is, they announced that they're going to be, for the newly vacated tag titles, they announced on SmackDown that it will be a women's tag tournament. So, right now, they're dying on the sword, and they already accomplishing their goal, making WWE try to formulate a division. The problem is, we know that they don't have one at all. First of all, even if they make one and they make some exciting combinations coming up, for this tournament and all that type of stuff, when is the last time the women's division had a legitimate team since they released the Iconics? I'll wait.
Never.
Exactly.
There's been a bunch of singles.
It's been what? They're going to bring the Bella Twins back? I know the Bella Twins were talking about coming back. They're probably going to be, you know, probably going to beg them to come back eventually. I'm seeing Paige pop up now.
Well, that's just
even though manager. Paige been talking about coming back. So, you know, and I hope she do. Yeah, I saw the manager. I'm not talking about that. Not getting on Paige. Paige been trying to come back. I hope they bring her back. This has nothing to do with her. But I'm just saying, you know, if she comes to Judgment Day. But what I'm trying to say is they're going to start pitching now because I see what's on NXT 2.0. And other than Fire, EO, maybe some of the toxic attraction women, everybody else is green.
Yeah.
Everybody else need a little time. I mean, if you want, I don't know. I wouldn't rush Cora up there. I'm just saying, everybody else, in my opinion, need a little time. Maybe you can do Cora, but it's just so soon. I don't know. Cora probably is the only other person that I'll even consider now that I think about it.
Because her and
everybody else is green. Oh, and Indy, by the way. Indy is okay, too. But Indy also is going to need – I don't think she's necessarily ready for like a – maybe if you call her up in a team, maybe. But, yeah.
Who is she going to team with? They released a person
that was actually – That's my point. A good fit. And that's a great point. That's a great point. Are they going to call up Chance and Carter up? They've been down there forever.
No.
You know, so that's one thing. I don't think it's going to be soon because they haven't even achieved anything in NXT. But
they got NXT women's
I still wouldn't be surprised, though.
And they couldn't get that done.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you. That's the ironic-ass part. You announce a tournament like this, and you don't even have a damn, like, roster. Like, and the last thing they need to do is lose two fucking ladies in this. Like, honestly, think about it. The depth of this roster is horrible right now in the women's division.
It's not deep.
Charlotte gone right now. She's off, I think, to be married. They claim. Someone claims she's off to be married, but she's off. She got time off. Suspended indefinitely or whatever it was they put out. Gone indefinitely.
She injured.
Of whatever. Injured or whatever. I don't know if they said that, but they said something else. I forgot what WWE spin on why she won't be there, but she won't be there.
I thought they said she was injured by Ronda.
That might be what it was. They may have said an arm thing, even though I'm reading other reasons why she's gone. But yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. They used the arm thing and said she's done for a while. So there you go. You lose that. You got Aaliyah. You got Shotzi, who they basically relegated to doing not much of nothing. Even though I hope the best for everybody. You got
Raquel.
Natty and Shayna, and you have Raquel. That's pretty much the whole SmackDown roster right now, right there. And Zaya Lee, who's not really been on TV much either. But there you go.
Wow.
That's it.
Oh, and Lacey. Wait, is Lacey on
Lacey
Raw?
Lacey just got moved to Raw.
Oh, dang.
So that's it. That's literally it.
Yeah, that's not. What you gonna do? You can't make a tournament out of that.
What you gonna do? I mean, they're gonna throw the Raw women into it, probably. That's the only way you can make one.
Who else we adding? I think we talked about Dana and Tamina.
Oh, yeah, they probably can force Dana and Tamina together.
Doudrop and Nikki.
Doudrop and Nikki already.
Nikki got to stop being in a tag team. It ain't worked out for her so far.
Yeah, but I think that's probably one of the safest bets. Her, Natty and Shayna, of course, is a safe bet. And I mean, Becky and Asuka seem to be, you know, they're feuding, so you don't throw them together. I don't know. I mean, they would, but I don't think they should out of nowhere. Even in that situation, I mean, like, I think we mentioned Sonya and maybe someone else. You know, I forgot who we said. Sonya needs someone, maybe. But Zelina and Carmella, of course, definitely can still go back after. So, yeah, you have a couple of places to go. Maybe enough for, like, a 4-team tournament or whatever, which is probably what they're going to do. But
that really a tournament?
To them, for WWE, just the fact that they made a graphic for the bracket is a tournament for them. But on to these, to a lot of the stuff that you've been hearing about. Like I mentioned earlier, WWE statement on Banks and Naomi, this is according to Russell Votes, was just a baseline of the details. The tension leading up to the walkout was palpable all day, with both superstars upset at something that transpired. I wanted to go in. The only little piece of other news is kind of like a recap on what I was talking about last show, which was Kota Ibushi and the Observer. Recently updated the Kota Ibushi New Japan situation by saying Ibushi has not been fired, but while New Japan has not given up on that relationship, they are very unhappy with that publicity, that negative publicity. Like I said, that's obvious. But I do want to say a little sign of optimism here. For some reason, New Japan was celebrating his birthday. He turned 40, I think, today, which is, you know, that's cool. You know, gotta get a pop. Kota Ibushi definitely get a pop for being 40 because he don't look 40.
It's a midlife crisis.
Maybe. But New Japan celebrated with a post and all of that, so I thought that was a nice little sign. But at the same time, I was like, we're just gonna say happy birthday. It's not weird at all. Yep. He didn't just bash you guys in the media live on social media.
So weird.
But anyway, congratulations to Kota. I hope he has a good one, or had a good one. Wouldn't the day be over now, the day over for him, or would it be now? I don't get me started on the time zones. I'm sorry, but anyway.
Yeah, it's nighttime over there now.
Yeah, so I don't know if it was the day or if it's that. Mean it probably means it's the day starting. Like, you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Because it was nighttime. They tweeted that out like this morning. So anyway, it doesn't matter. This morning over here. Well,
that's confusing.
I don't know.
It's nighttime. It's not like midnight nighttime.
So I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know if it was a late post or it was an early post. Either way it go. Like I mentioned earlier, Naomi was set to win the six-pack challenge to determine Bianca Belair's challenger at Hell in a Cell, but people were not sure if they said Sasha, was she supposed to pin Sasha, or was she supposed to beat Nikki A.S.H.? Some reports suggest Banks would have been set up as SmackDown Women's Champion Ronda Rousey's Hell in a Cell challenger, and both of the tag champs were going to put them over, like I mentioned earlier. Banks and Naomi objected to some or all elements of that plan, wanting instead to set up an angle where they would face Nikki A.S.H. and Doudrop for the tag belts for, you know, at Hell in a Cell. They raised those concerns to Vince, and at one point during the day yesterday, the plan may have been to start that program by having Nikki and Doudrop attack Sasha and Naomi after they had a short tag match. Sometime before Raw, a producer, people say it was Molly Holly, informed them of that plan, you know, of returning back to that plan. And after they said they were going back to the original six-pack challenge plan, the champs went to John Laurinaitis and told him they were leaving and left their titles. The frustration isn't new. Insider sources say Sasha and Naomi feel that they made the most of being put together in a tag team before WrestleMania, and they aren't happy with their reward for doing so is to have to wrestle each other and go off to put over other talents, leaving them in the same situation they were in before being teamed up. Fightful says that their concerns were about the direction of their tag team and the division as a whole, and that sounds very legitimate. Like I mentioned earlier, with all the things they've been through, to just end up in this situation, this, instead of, you know, building a division around them or doing something, keep a revolving door of challenges, whatever, to tell an actual story before you make them go off to do something like that, instead of just doing it randomly. I definitely agree with their stance there. But of course, it became a standoff between the talents and McMahon. It's not clear whether Vince told him he was going to change those plans ever, or reneged on promises, or if this was something from lingering from the past several weeks or months. Corey Graves' comments about the walkout being unprofessional were fed to him by Vince, of course. And regarding the statement that Banks and Naomi said they weren't comfortable wrestling two of their opponents in the six-pack challenge, Fightful indicates that that's just WWE's spin on wanting to work a program with Nikki and Doudrop rather than be a part of the match with Asuka and Becky Lynch. And like we mentioned, we know they weren't uncomfortable working with Asuka and Becky Lynch. It was just more so a way, again, to scapegoat them, in my opinion, and to, you know, make it look like that Sasha and Naomi were difficult or more difficult than they actually were.
Yeah.
WWE's statement was sent to the roster via the internal talent relations app. Yes, the same app they usually send out those mass releases. People Fightful spoke to said they haven't heard Sasha or Naomi talk about being unsafe, talk about anyone being unsafe. Insider speculates the portion of WWE's statement apologizing for the changing of the main event was suggested by their legal team. Apparently behind the scenes, there's not that much support for Sasha and Naomi, even though I told you that's differing depending on what's going on, where you ask. But a lot of people, according to PW Torch, are saying, where did that come from and how did they get themselves so worked up? According to PW Insider, no one but the most inner circle knew that Stephanie McMahon was taking a leave of absence prior to her announcement. So, you know, if you didn't know, she did announce that she's stepping away to do some stuff, do a lot more for her personal life and for her family, I guess. At least that's what the statement kind of implied. What I will say is that it's a lot of deep dives about her leaving. And I was just like, I mean, bro, like, the stuff that she's been doing, she's been doing a lot of corporate work. If I can sit at home, I would. Man, you got to get up and do all this ambassador stuff and be the spokesperson for that, like, Stephanie tired, man. She can go home. You know what I'm saying? Shane and stopped like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Man, let Stephanie do what she got to do. Anyway, Dave Meltzer said WWE's unlikely to fire Sasha and Naomi for walking out the company. And like we said, they didn't. He said they're more likely to freeze Sasha and Naomi's contract while they refuse to perform. And that's exactly how this played out. Yeah, they announced with the suspension indefinitely. That pretty much freezes the contracts. And like I said, they're pretty much stuck as far as like performing and all of that. But again, I do want to inform everybody that I'm pretty sure they took that into account before they walked out. And come to find out with all this stuff, they were always going to freeze these contracts once they left because they're both expiring. Naomi was in the midst of working out one, and Sasha, you know, they claim signed a 3-year deal in 2019, so it's only right to think that one is coming up anyway also. So, you know, they do not want to let these two walk, but this is obviously, in my opinion, if all of what everything has been said, this is the end of the line. They knew that once you take that stance and you leave the show,
about it.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. Like, I don't see any way for for them to, you know, fix this. They could, but I you know, again, we'll see how that turns out. But you know, this whole situation altogether just really puts a lot of stuff, in my opinion, in perspective when it comes to just how things can turn out. And I mean, I don't know, between this and the Toni Storm story about what they asked her to do, you know, WWE is really, really ruining their one of the biggest strong suits, in my opinion, that they have. And that's their women's roster, and the fact that in the way that they, you know, book and the way that a lot of stuff is presented. And I feel bad for Becky Lynch. I feel bad for Asuka right now. And not to say I don't feel bad for Sasha and Naomi, because I definitely feel, not just feel bad, but I'm supporting them. I'm on their side 100%. You know what I mean? I don't care. You know, I'm 100% riding with Sasha and Naomi here. But I want to say the people that we look at as workhorses, Bianca Belair, all of that, they're going to have to do double time. They're going to have to carry a lot of what we know right now, especially in this run now with no Charlotte. And, you know, just the depth of the roster at this point is just really, really lackluster. On either side, how many like legitimate contenders do the champion have? Bianca has a few more. But after you get done with the Oscar feud, after you get done with Becky again or whatever, where do you go? Who's believable?
They're going to have to get real creative with some of these feuds.
But go ahead. Sorry.
Some of these feuds, because we've seen it before, but how can you make it better? At some point, Bianca's going to have to turn heel because...
That's true. Or, you know, like I said, I think the stuff with Rhea has to happen first. But yeah.
Yes. I'm saying like down the road, because I don't see this being just a quick one and done for her. Like the number of contender, what's the word I'm looking for? Contender matchups is limited. We literally saw Bianca beat Zelina and Carmella at the same time.
Yeah. Right. At the same time.
So pin them both. So,
and I do want to point out that like the credibility matters. Like, it's just like I just thought of Alexa too. So yeah, she does have that, but it's like, all right, now do you throw Alexa in the tag division? Do you throw that's what I'm saying. They're not necessarily deep. You're gonna have a lot of people doing multiple things. At least in the immediate future, as time goes on, as they call more people up and, you know, whatever. Of course, I think they can be fine. But as far as Sasha and Naomi's future, I think they'll be okay too. Once WWE finally grants them their release, or whatever ends up happening with this happens, no matter how long it takes, it could be a year down the line, it could be a few months from now, it could be whatever. I think this situation still, in the long run, even though we hate the way this may be the last chapter in their careers there in WWE, we hate that this is probably it there. At the same time, I 100% love standing up for yourselves, and I love independent contractors contracting. You know what I mean? You know, do what you have to do. And if you stand up for what you believe in, and if at the end of the day, if that means you're no longer, you know, working there, whatever the situation is, you can always go home and be like, you know what, I fought for what I believed in. I still know I'm right. And that's fine. You know, you guys want to do it that way. You guys want to slander us and all of that. That's fine. And that's what it looked like in the little snippets that I've seen of Sasha out since this. She's looking at her phone. She's seen all of this, by the way, in the one picture I saw, in the thing that she was with Snoop Dogg's son. And then at the Steve Aoki concert, she's still having a good time, doing what you're having to do, living it up. So everybody out there, if you are taking this tough, don't, you know, don't worry. They are okay, and they will be fine. You know, they're talented. They're superstars. We're all rooting for them. And, yeah, man, I can't do nothing but wish them the best going forward. And WWE being a mess, I do want to reiterate what I said when Bray Wyatt was released, what I said when a lot of this stuff happens. They are a corp. They are soulless. That don't change here. And just because I love Naomi and Sasha and just because I want to support them and all that, that does not change this. So every action that they are giving, all the, you know, the report, the dumb statement, the continued undertones of the week on both main roster shows when they address this situation, all of that is normal, you know, company professional stuff. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into the highest rated part of the show, especially after I just rant for about 40 minutes about one thing. No, I'm just playing. Let's go. Spill the marbles.
All right. This is Moe's Marbles. So start off, you know, Moe's Marbles is all about whatever I feel like it to be about, to be quite honest. So
yeah.
I'm Young Haseo. Today we're going to talk about how, one, there's no definite release date for BTS Island in the Seom. And I'm quite upset about that because
you have been very, very disturbed by that, and I don't understand why.
They finished all the promotional content. So it's like, all right, what's holding you up? I've given input on what I want into the game. You've taken my input, put it in the game.
You don't want a broken, unfinished product, do you?
I want it done, and I want it now, is what it is. It's not broken and unfinished.
This is what game devs go through, you guys.
It's not. Okay, so the last promotional content, Jin Hyung told me that if I had updates about or complaints about the game, I need to let the game developers know.
Oh my goodness. No, you shouldn't.
I want my game.
Nothing. No, don't overwork them.
In hindsight or in foresight, I guess, it's probably best that I don't get this game until at least like mid-June.
Yeah, they're doing you a favor. You need to study.
I need to focus, but it looks very addicting. I won't lie. But I still want a definite date. You can at least tell me a definite date. Don't just tell me coming soon or coming in the first half of the year. Like, people, let me know when to expect something. I don't like the anticipation. Then workout with BTS this week. They did core exercises because if you know anything about BTS, you have to know that they have great core strength. And I'm not just talking about Jimin and JK for those who watch the videos. But I would say you should definitely do them. I did the lower body earlier this week, and I enjoyed it. I burned a lot of energy. Again, they were very simple moves, but be sure to stretch. I'm at that age now where I have to stretch before I do things, and it took me out of action for like 2 days. I'm just now recovering. Completely.
No, she just overdid it. That's all.
I didn't overdo it. I just did not stretch. She overdid it, guys. I did not stretch properly. I am too old to not stretch properly.
Overdid it. Overdid
it. Did not stretch. Anyway, it's a great workout series. Again, if that's something that you want to do, 15 minutes out of your day is nothing. Just to like get your heart rate up and move. So I may try core next week. We'll see. I'll give you a review on that. Then EXO's Suho recently visited Stanford University to discuss the Hallyu wave influence. There is an article. Let me find the article because it's on my Google because I'm that involved. It's an article by All K-Pop if you're interested in what he said. I'm sure there's video evidence somewhere of what he talked about. But he made his album. I thought he would be on tour, but he's not. He's out here ambassadoring, which is good for Suho. Good for Suho. So
he is the captain. He is the leader. He is the face of EXO. So he has.
I don't know about the face, but
he's the leader.
He's the leader of EXO.
Therefore, the face.
No, that's not how this works.
Yes, that's how this works.
That's not how this works.
RM is the face.
That's not how this works. He is not the face.
Leader.
He is the leader.
Which is the face.
He is not the face. Those two things do not
equate. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I don't want to go into a definition war with you right now. We won't do that. Yeah. Next up.
We might get a pod done under 50 minutes, so I'm going to shut up.
Next up, Hybe's new girl group, Les Seraphim, or I'm Fearless, Rearranged. There's some controversy already. As you know, they recently debuted a couple weeks ago, I think like a month or so ago. And
is it a month? I guess. Go ahead.
One of their members has been accused of bullying.
Already,
which is not good. So she has to take a setback. I won't say her name for obvious reasons.
Well, go ahead. Don't do that.
So we're
not going to bully her back.
not necessarily bully, but yeah, we
just leave it alone. Gotcha.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, they can get past this as a group. And if she is actually, if those accusations are founded, we will see. I'll update you as to what Hybe decides to do. Lastly, BTS is preparing for their comeback on June 10th, 2022. So Melon Music Station, TV, whatever it's called, they have a takeover where BTS is going to show up every Friday and listen to their songs, provide commentary, give some background on their headspace while these songs, they're going album by album, honestly. How they came into be, what was the framing of the album, the mindset, like giving you personal in-depth commentary that will later be used on Genius. This past Friday, 5/20, it was RMV and GN, and that was interesting from the sound bites and the translations that I've heard. Next Friday, 5/27, is going to be JK and Hobi. June 3rd is going to be Suga and Jimin. You know I'm going to tune in for that one. I'm going to figure out a way. I got 2 weeks to figure out how to get it together and tune in. And on 16, the comeback day, the day that everybody's waiting for, it's going to be the whole group. And I'm excited. So they're probably going to go a deep delve into the album, how they picked the songs. They're already doing that a little bit with the proof of each member. They kind of tell you why they picked the songs that were chosen for the second disc. And it's so touching. It's so heartwarming to see how much thought they put in there. So if one of your favorite songs did not make it, blame the boys because they're the ones who chose the song. You see why Dang ain't make it? Because they didn't like Dang. They didn't feel like Dang represented their growth as artists. So there you go. Last thing that I
it's show. A compilation album, people. Go ahead.
You made me lose it. I was gonna say something anyway. Last thing that I will say is, if you've made it this far into the podcast and you have any good Korean drama or Korean comedy recommendations, please send them my way. I am in search of a good show to watch. And I'm having a hard time, like, just choosing one. Because there are so many options. I've got Tubi. I've got, what's the name of the one? Riki or something like that. I've got them. I've got all of the apps. And I'm overwhelmed. So please send recommendations.
Okay. Recommendations. For more Korean content. Yeah, that's just what we all need.
Well, you definitely need it. So, because you're going to watch it with me. So
No.
Yes.
No.
Korean drama is so romantic. I've seen people cry. We're going to share Perilla Leaf.
And on that note,
fall in love and get married.
Au revoir.